today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. Yes, this is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we want to speak about how to deal with sin.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
We'll look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, 11th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. 5th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 27th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we want to learn about verses 134 to 135 of chapter Al-A'raf.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل.
And when the punishment descended upon them, they said, O Moses, invoke for us your Lord by what he has promised you. If you can remove the punishment from us, we will surely believe you, and we will send with you the children of Israel.
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ.
But when we removed the punishment from them until a term which they were to reach, then at once they broke their word.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quranic term, ajal, in this verse, may be the time which Moses appointed for the removal of a calamity, saying that, for example, it would be removed on so-and-so day or at so-and-so hour, in order that they might understand that it was a divine retribution and not an accidental happening. The purpose also may be that those obtained people would finally meet the unavoidable wrath of Allah, but until the appearance of that time and being drowned in the sea, the punishment was temporarily removed. This question, how to deal with sin. In Islam, committing a sin doesn't eternally separate a person from the Almighty. The Quran reassures us that Allah is prepared to forgive us, say, O my servants who have transgressed against their own souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, for truly He is of forgiving, most merciful. That was chapter 39, verse 53. One can rectify minor sins by seeking forgiveness from Allah and then practice good deeds such as giving to the needy in charity. Above all, we should never doubt Allah's mercy. In chapter 4, verse 31, Allah says, if you avoid the great sins which you are forbidden to do, we shall remit from your small sins and admit you to a noble entrance, that is paradise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we want to talk about an important topic to answer this question, that how do I overcome my guilt? We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. And one should not lose hope over the mercy of God. If we have guilt over a major sin, we can feel overwhelmed and thinking God is not going to forgive me, I'm doomed. And our scholars and Islamic resources describe the situation as one of the tricks of the devil. And the devil wants us to disappear so that we might conclude, okay, I'm going to hell anyway, so I may as well enjoy the rest of my life by committing more sins. So let's not despair. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive. And the Quran says, do not despair over the mercy of God. And again, let me repeat this, not to despair. A different way of saying the same thing over the mercy of God and the Quranic promise. God forgives all sins, and God speaks actually in a kind way regarding this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to my servants who have wronged themselves that they should not despair over the mercy of God. So as we said, what we do is we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah Almighty. Because when a Muslim commits a sin, his or her heart is covered by stain, but it is removed by repentance and good deeds. Therefore, a Muslim must continue to perform supplications, prayers, charity, and good deeds until the heart is purified from sin. Allah Almighty says in chapter 91, verses 9 to 10, He has succeeded who purifies the soul, and he has failed who corrupts the soul. Aligned with the purification of the heart and soul, Islam lays equal stress on the cleansing of the body. When we repent to Allah, we pray and ask Him to forgive us for a sin we committed. When asking for repentance and forgiveness, we need to ensure we are true, sincerely sorry for the sin we committed. We also need to be sure we are determined not to commit that sin again. We also need to be aware to keep away from things that will lead us to that sin. Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. come with me and with amazing tips to stop sinning. Be very careful of boredom and spare time. Meaning what? When we are bored and we have nothing to do, there is a temptation. Shaitan comes to us and places things in our minds which we ought not to be doing. We have to look for alternatives to things which are haram to distract the mind. So today people tell you, do not listen to our music. Well, there are on a sheet. Some of them are a bit iffy, but if they do not fit or they do not somehow fall into the category of music that is played in bars, clubs, discos, or areas of sin of the Almighty, then generally speaking, that nasheed is acceptable and is halal to be heard.
To first of all have an understanding of the impact of sins on our lives. If I don't have an understanding, a real understanding of the impacts of sins on my life and my afterlife, then I'm going to treat it as if it's nothing. I'm going to treat it something as simple as drinking water. It doesn't, you know, that's how some of us, that's how sin has become. I sin every day and I go on with my life as if nothing has happened. As if it's not a big deal, as if I'm not doing anything. So first of all, I need to understand what's going on when I'm sinning. But we have, just like you have cholesterol medicine to remove the cholesterol in your heart, you also have the ability to remove the sins. Imam Ali alayhi salam, or one of the imams, they say that the effect of sins is like the effect of a disease on the body. And the effect of istighfar, repentance, is like the effect of medicine on the body. So when you do istighfar, this is when you repent, this is a medicine for the soul. When you have tawbah, this is medicine for the soul, just like when you take medicine when you are sick. So when you keep falling back in the same sin, what does that mean? That means that your istighfar was not genuine. That means that your repentance was not genuine. That means you're either undermining God or undermining the sin that you're committing. So you need to do something to get you to stop going back to that sin, whatever it is. But the problem is, a lot of us, when we're sinning and it's become a habit, it's become a lifestyle, if someone comes and tells you what you're doing is sin, they say, no, this is not a big deal. We undermine it. We try to belittle it. That is the most dangerous thing that anyone could do. When you're undermining and belittling a sin, that means you're giving yourself the green light to continue falling in that sin. But if you say, no, what I'm doing is wrong, and you acknowledge that this is a wrong action and this is something that you should not be doing, then every time you go to that, your heart is going to tell you this is not good.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about sin. That's interesting for all of us. Of course, the same as the concept of repentance. So we continue to know about this topic more and more. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي